This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. I need to verify this. Yes, Tuesday, April 20th. 9th? Yes, 2025.
Oh.
Wowee. Golly.
Yeah, boys, one more day left in the
old... May Day Play Day.
Yeah, it is. Closer than you know it.
Is that still a thing? May Day Play Day?
I
don't remember what that means.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Well, when I was a youngster, it was... I can answer this question. I'm sure it's not possible anymore. And this is a true story. By the way, Fat Boy, watch this. I reached into my pocket just a moment ago. No pen.
What you got, though? Look at that. He's got a two-packer.
Yes. My two-pack Fat Boy gave me yesterday.
Use them both.
That's the kindest thing he's done in
I know.
Weeks.
I was like, oh, he got me a two-pack, like Tupac, like Dear Mama. So it all makes sense.
Oh, some Pac.
Listen.
Oh, that's a good
Isn't Uniball. That like some ASMR kind of thing?
Uniballs are good ones.
It feels nice to write.
Satisfying for the boy.
I just want to sit here and doodle with this pen, you know? I didn't say diddle.
Drawer.
I didn't say not diddle. I did not. I said doodle.
Be honest with you, I've never diddled with a pen, so.
That's probably good. You could probably get some kind of skin cancer.
Too many hands on that pen.
That's a thing. You know what?
Germaphobe.
I went to it sounds like I'm making up a story right now, but this is true. I went to a pharmacy the other day, and I never thought about this before, but like, you know, certain medicine they need a signature for. Others, they're like, who cares if this is really you?
Yeah, go ahead and get it.
But other ones, you said that like Cogdill.
He did.
Yeah, is he like working there now? I know you keep up with everything.
He's retired. He's a retired pill doctor. What would you like? Would you like some Vicodin, some Percs, some Xannies?
Some
you
Xannies.
Imagine.
I got a couple footballs.
I had one of those medicines where you have to sign for it.
Oh, no.
And
making meth.
I get the stylus, you know, that's attached to it, and I'm sitting there thinking about, like, well, I'm not sick right now, but a lot of people that are came through here and touched all over this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't see sanitizer one. So you know what I went and did? I went over to their hand sanitizer, opened some, and went and stuck it. I used it on my hands and then went and stuck it by the little stylus box.
I do that, too.
Yeah.
I've done it
at their bathroom before. I went in there to use the bathroom. There was no toilet paper. I went and got a roll of Laurelin.
Look at you.
Yeah. They'll write
Supply
it off.
Supply closet, Matt.
I give where I can help. Yeah.
They'll write it off as store use.
Well, I mean, I would assume they buy their own bathroom supplies from the store.
I would assume.
Wouldn't it be crazy? Run down to Dollar General and buy some cleaning supplies here at the grocery store.
You'll pick them off the shelf.
That's wild.
No, I'm sure they use all the good stuff there.
I had a pill doctor one time say, do you want this, the generic, or do you want the good stuff?
Oh, you said
I said,
good
I guess
stuff.
I'll take the good stuff because I got COVID, so I'll take it.
Did you try to negotiate a better deal?
No, it was Sudafed. That stuff was whoa.
Sudafed is strong.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for me it was.
Sudafed is, I think there's one of them that I took that was supposed to be non-drowsy, and it knocked me out.
Oh, you mix up the... Because when you're sick, you're kind of colorblind. So you're like, is this purple or orange right now? I can't tell.
I took the non-drowsy, and it made me drowsy.
I know why meth heads like it now.
Well, if you're, like, sick, you know, like, the reason you need it and you're sick, like, even, like if I'm out of work or it's a weekend or whatever, I'll take the damn nighttime during the day. I'm gonna sleep anyway. What's it matter?
It's scary to knock me out.
I'm saying if that's all I have.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I usually will keep some of the orange.
Do you like the liquid, like the scissor?
I do.
Or do you take the pill?
Only. Okay. Yeah, I don't like, because I like the, and no, I do not make scissor up, but I like that that coating of the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No vial text, please. It's early.
Oh, you know they're waiting on it.
I know.
Here it comes.
You know, when it goes down the throat real slow.
Uh-huh.
And your throat's already hurting, so it's kind of coating. That's why I like some good.
It is soothing.
It is. It's why I like Rock and Rye is nice when you're sick.
I've heard of that.
You've heard of Rock and Rye?
Yeah, everybody has said that to me. You need a shot of Rock and Rye.
It, dude, I'm telling you.
But Walking. That was back then when I wasn't feeling good, and, you know, I didn't do brand liquor for a very long time.
Oh, you're racist. Ooh.
No, I had a throwing up experience.
Well, if the liquor wasn't brown going in, it is coming out.
Oh, holy moly.
No, it didn't stay Amen in me for
that.
Very long.
That's true. Even with, like, really freaking is. Vodka or tequila.
It's I lost like, what a card game. Here?
Looks like Coca-Cola now.
Mm-hmm. It was silver tequila before he drank it. That's brown.
He lost a card game?
Yes, I did.
Was this strip poker?
It's probably Go Fish.
No, that was blackjack with my brother, and he cheats, I'm sure. And I drank way too much Jack Daniels.
God, I don't want to play.
You're playing blackjack or playing with a blackjack?
Poker with my sister and get her drunk. Like, that's
wild.
Yeah,
he was like.
Did you have friends with you?
I had like we had one.
Okay,
of
so then you got to remember to say that part.
No,
otherwise it sounds like you and your brother are playing cards and you're drinking.
I was the talk of the school because everybody says, you know what she did last night? She threw up and ended up in the bathtub, and we found her laying on the diving board. And
she threw up hush puppies in Sue Butcher's pool.
Everything. Had a diving board in your swimming pool. I mean, in your you went from the tub and then out to the pool.
Yeah, because I was just. Ugh.
I mean, she disappeared to the inside out.
And then they put me to bed. Never to be found again. And I was so sick, I threw up on my puppy.
Left or right?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you talk about a dog, you talk about...
I channeled my inner Jerry the King Lawler just then.
So it took a long time for me to drink brown liquor again in my life.
Yeah.
You
it's
like
it. More like a Auburn liquor, though.
Yeah.
If it was really like brown liquor, like it would not. Of course, some of it is, but now that I think about it.
Is there a science to that? People saying, I can't have brown liquor, makes me mean.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, what is it about brown liquor that makes you mean?
I don't know. I know somebody who would drink vodka and get really bitchy.
Oh, make vodka, a mock of cranberry vodka.
I was going to say, vodka for me is like a mood swing. Like, it starts off, you're real happy, and then at the end, you're like freaking
She's
pissed at
crying
the world.
And carrying on, and you're just like.
Carrying on. I love that.
Okay.
Just carrying ma'am. On. Over carrying on. Look at him.
Make a mock of cranberry vodka.
Why are you crying? We're supposed to have fun.
It's have a drink, brother.
Why are you crying?
Because you don't love me. Yeah, don't love you.
Well, I found a couple beers in the fridge. I'm like, oh, I forgot these were here.
Here?
No, at the house.
Oh, okay.
I might have bought them 6 months ago.
Oh, God.
Well, you know.
They gotta be skunk.
It was probably yours if they were in your refrigerator.
Yeah, because I only bought three, and I had one, and the two are still in there.
Tall they boys?
Just, no, just.
You bought like three, like you bought single cans?
Yeah, they're like the screw tops.
Oh.
Because okay. I didn't want a whole six pack.
I got you.
I get that. That's. Yeah.
I had to make myself drink the first. I don't think I can drink really anymore. I never drink for taste anyway.
You talking about in
any
general?
Alcohol.
Okay, yeah. I thought you can say beer. Because beer, like, when you're, you know, look, well, you've made no moans about it. You're a heavy guy. And that was the first name that I wanted to call him. I thought heavy guy was so much more pleasant than fat boy. But he wanted to go with
guy.
Fat boy.
Yeah, that
and I was like,
heavy
harsh.
Guy. Should be heavy
guy,
B.
Heavy guy. But when you've eaten a lot, and I mean, I was there, right? Especially like pizza. You
oh,
eat
yeah.
pizza.
Yeah.
I love pizza and beer together. Like them two together, golly, it was good. But then you think about you putting that crust down, literally Oof. Like you're making a souffle in your tummy. You're putting all that all that crust down there, and then you pouring liquid bread down your throat too.
Pretty much.
And think about that dough is just arising.
I remember.
And it ain't going to always rise. It's going to like start seeping. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? It's like the inner earth where there's like this tar, some people believe, that is down in the further parts of the earth. And then under that, there's another earth. Well, look at that as bread, dough, bread dough. And the dough is rising because there's liquid in there too. And it's going up and down, up and down. So I'm saying up your throat and out your butt.
Do you remember, well, for me.
It's like science.
Pizza was the only nourishment I had in days because, you know, in the beginning of the station, they didn't pay us a lot. So I remember we just had.
She said the beginning of the station.
Yes.
You mean of this morning?
Oh, yeah.
I just started.
So doing overnights, you'd kind of go, thank God there's food here. And then we'd have the leftover pizza.
They would still, but some people would leave it out. Like, put it in the fridge, let other people enjoy it, you animals.
Or this was the one that I always thought was so, like, nice, but you don't realize what you're saying. We'll just leave it for the cleaning people.
Like, no.
They don't eat. They're.
Well, also, like, they've probably been in several offices that night, maybe. Or, like.
I don't want to.
Maybe there's a germophobic janitor out there. Odd, I know, ironic, but still, like. Plus, when food's left out, I think about it at my own house, like just leaving food open on the counter. Like, you don't know if there's going to be a bug crawling over in the middle of the night.
Tell the cleaning people will leave it out.
Yeah, they would not throw it away because they're like, well, I don't know if they're still working on that.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't know who this is. I don't want to get blamed.
Because they've probably been, why'd you throw that cake away?
Well, I was going to eat it.
That was so-and-so's birthday cake.
Because you know you can only leave pizza out for 6 hours. That was the headline story.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's you delivered that story.
I don't remember.
I know, I'm the same way. I never remember the stories.
I'm sleep.
I'm not the guy. I can never mix alcohol and food. I just couldn't do it.
Well, that's why you will get sick.
I can. Definitely.
Like separate, but not together.
But not like overload on either or.
No, but there's one person that used to like to have me go to Corona's, and he'd order me like the biggest margarita in the town. And
Fishbowl?
Yes, and I'd have chips.
God.
And he would get me a little liquored up and then.
We were somewhere where you had a big drink. I can't remember if we were at the beach or Las Vegas or where, but it was a big old drink and it had gummy bears like shish kebabs inside, on toothpicks.
Oh, was the Golden Corral bar?
No.
Did I want? Was that what
they have
night?
A bar at Golden Corral?
Yeah, they should.
Was that the night when I wanted to dance on the bar?
That was at Coyote Ugly. And you did. And it was still light outside.
And the radio station paid for this whole trip.
No, actually, what was his name? Football guy.
Vegas Brent.
Nope.
Brent Guiche?
Nope. Oh, come on. It's guys. He sent me a sign football, and he misspelled my name, and I emailed his guy and said, hey, man, you spelled Matt with just one T.
Who do you play college for?
I can't remember. Bill Romanowski. Romo.
Oh, Romo.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was his
he was a big time
finance and company thing that threw
it out
there.
I remember trying to sober up just so we can do our show. Vaguely.
That was miserable, man. You like?
Oh, you're doing it live?
Yeah. Oh, no. Then so they set us free to the town of Las Vegas.
My schedule was I'd get up. Do radio, I mean, you know, as you would do, and then the drinking would start, which would be 6 a.m. out there.
Pina coladas.
4 hours.
Pina coladas.
Who came up with this schedule? Henry Ford for radio? He just knocked it all out at once?
What, the four-hour thing?
40-hour work week for these people in radio four-hour shows.
And it got to a point where I thought, I need to stop drinking. I'm going to go shopping.
Of course.
I did. And then I went back to drinking.
It's like a woman on vacation. Where's the outlets at? I came here to name like Turks and Caicos. Do you have outlets?
Do you have yellow malls?
Is there a yellow mall? Do y'all have a yellow mall? Do y'all have a Tanger here in Azrambu?
There is a nice little strip mall over there, if that's what you'd call it, where they had a lot of designer stuff. So I go try on things I couldn't afford.
And the people at the restaurant had their boobs up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good town.
Strip mall.
Good town for shopping and drinking.
And then I've only been one time. I'm not some expert, but like that real like old part of Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that stuff's going away.
When we were there.
We weren't. We were in the back end
of
the strip.
We were pre-spear.
At the Strata Penis, is what I called it.
What?
That was a
freaking
cool-ass hotel.
It was really cool.
Had a roller coaster on top.
I know you didn't ride that because you wrote.
I almost said a bad word. Hell no.
Did you go to the Tropicana? Because that's going now.
Nope.
No.
Nor Stardust.
We went to New York. With that's the roller coaster that's that Matt Mann didn't like. I loved it.
I was, if I had not been not just two, but three or four sheets to the wind by that time.
We all were.
And so, it was the middle of the day. Like, so everybody else is just starting their out day, and we're like teetotaling. And then we have to go to bed at like 6 p.m. to get some time in to go start it the next morning at 2 a.m.
I remember driving.
Yeah, we were doing the show live at 2 a.m. out there. Actually, no, this is when we were 5:30 to 10.
Okay.
So it was 1:30 a.m. out there.
But remember the conversation about In-N-Out Burgers, where we had to go to In-N-Out and we had to take a cab to In-N-Out Burgers?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, we don't kick the bar, we lean into the bar.
Damn right. We are the bar.
God. You can do that trip now, right?
Shoot, no.
We should. All
no,
three of
we
us.
Should not. It'd be the first Rise Guys evening show.
Yeah, it would be. At least on the cruise we got to tape, you know, tape delay.
The cruise.
Let's not go there, man.
It was a pain in the ass to upload, but still.
I learned a
you
lot.
You had to do all that?
Well, Mark was doing it, but I had to record it. Just trying to upload anything from the middle
of the
ocean.
The thing. Like,
I know.
You think about that. Like, we out there, literally, like, and this, how many years ago was that? 10 plus, right?
Yeah.
The P1 cruise, the one and only. We literally went to the Bahamas with listeners.
God, it might have been like 15 years, right?
That was so much fun.
But we would tape the show from, I can't even imagine how that's like feasible. We were out in the middle of the ocean.
I don't know.
Taping, like, think about it. We got a great engineering team, okay?
Oh,
we
yeah, do. I remember.
We have a now
the state one that of, went with us.
Right. We have a state of the art studio now. Yeah, I mean, video could be better, but it's real nice. But back then, we were flying by the seat of our pants.
Literally.
And we had.
Still had our pants on.
We had an engineer that. He didn't go to school for that. He was like one of those tradesmen that just learns. You know what I mean?
He had skills.
Not the big one. I'm talking about.
I'm only thinking of one who was a borderline genius.
Okay, well, let's not name names then.
Who had skills on a level that, you know, we would kind of venture into to other aspects of.
Yeah, I like him. He's the one that didn't have clothes.
You have to write it down.
How can you not? Look, let me try. Let me see if Paige can read my lips. Don't say it, though. Yes. How can you not read that? Do it to him. Can you read hers?
A little more, yeah.
This is
next time we go live on video, I want to try that.
No,
maybe I don't read it. I can't do lips.
Ooh. He was actively being recruited to come back.
He should be.
Look, let me do
you
it
see
slow.
A knob? What does it matter?
One last time. Okay, let me try with some hands.
If you were a lizard, you would have caught that
right
bug.
Put him up. Put the money in the bag.
That guy.
He's Rob.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was great.
Mr. Scorp. I'll just say glow sticks, and that would just be it.
But the fact that we did a radio show from the middle of the ocean, emailed it, essentially.
He didn't have any clothes.
He didn't. I felt so bad for him. I think I gave him one of my T-shirts.
Mark was on the trip.
Yeah.
So who uploaded it?
They handled it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recorded it.
I liked the gym on the cruise because I remember I would drink a ton and then go run in the morning.
Hey, Mark was the only one. Fun. I thought they
I didn't
used
know
it.
They had a gym.
Yeah, they did. They had a nice spa, too.
Gonna get a pump on, bitch. Yeah.
Phew,
God, that just sucked for Mark. Now I'm thinking about like all the work that was being done while I was just frolicking in the poker chips and the crushed velvet.
Passed out on the Lido deck.
Nah.
You got a fresh cut.
You
on
couldn't
that trip.
Have been passed out. You were having to work. I never really thought about that before. Do you have to work on the bike week?
Oh yeah.
Damn.
I was editing in the room while, you know, other stuff was happening.
Shush.
You guys you always have all the fun. That's just how it is, man. That's my deck in life. That's my cut. That's what we sign up for.
I'm sorry. Well, let me do more.
I mean, you can't. No offense, but you just can't. I mean, it's too late in the game.
Well, also, you know, there's some people in radio, like, generally speaking, you know what, like, those of you listening know what, are you there? Are you there?
Hello?
What a board is, where it's got all the buttons on it. And there's some people in radio that, like, if there's two hosts or three hosts, but, like, if it's, like, a two-show people, they'll sit side by side. It's like essentially, like, every once in a while, you might get your girl to sit on the same side of the booth with you, and there's no one on the other side. But if it's two men just sitting there arm in arm talking on the radio, that's kind of...
A little bit. I use this board to my advantage, too. I tell interns we've had in the past, like, it takes years to learn this sucker.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it does.
It's not that complicated.
I don't even use most of it.
Yeah, really. Like, there's four pods you use out of 16, correct?
Pretty much. Yeah. But this is a big one.
Okay, Trump.
I tell him, it's big one. It's really big. It's hard to learn.
The problem that I have is... I don't know.
Oh, we don't have enough time.
No.
If she leans
is
over.
The fact that my boobs are there and then I have to reach over to touch it.
It's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Because she'll go to break with her tees.
Like, you've actually, like, potted it down with your nipple?
No.
Because I've driven with my belly before. No offense. I'm not saying your boobs are as big as my belly.
I prefer to stand and do radio.
Shoot.
That's not
I do time. That every once in a while, just when I need a good, like, stretching.
I would definitely quit.
What, if you had to stand the whole time?
If I had to stand and do radio?
Oh, my God.
No, thank you.
Why do all these good ideas come after we don't do Pigskin Punishment anymore? That would have been great. Fat Boy, do the entire show standing up.
God, no, I was looking at Paige the whole time.
Like, this isn't a big deal. We're like, guys, you don't realize.
Okay, look.
See if you can go hit the go to break button. With your breath.
I cannot.
Okay.
So
I'll try it with my belly. All right. What's on the show today? First time high guy. He will be on the show at... He's coming on at like 7:25.
Yeah, before he goes into work.
Is he going to be high?
I hope so.
I don't think so. This was... he's the guy who got high for the first time, marijuana, on Easter Sunday of all days.
That's not good.
And what?
He's probably going to hell.
What if we find
that, like, sacrilegious?
What if, like, Hey Baby got up there and she's like, you know, there was times when Matthew came home from parties and said he got maced. But
Hey Baby,
Mama, I'm sorry, I lied to you about I was high those
allergies.
Nights.
Oh, she don't learn all that though, does she?
Yeah, she does, but it's because that's what my cousin the preacher said. They get to see your life, but not just a highlight reel, so they can. Empathize with you through your trials and tribulations.
Why are you coughing in your room? Oh, I've got asthma.
I know. Like the other night when I was masturbating, I'm like, duh. I was covering myself up. Like, don't look.
You got to go under the bed. She never knew you stabbed the guy, right?
No. Well, yeah. She does now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She can look down in heaven and watch every single thing you do.
Well, so can Santa Claus. Okay.
They could, yeah.
Thank you. Tell him I said, hey, Mama. Not Santa Claus. He's not dead, kids. Don't read into that. All right, so that guy will be on with us at around 7:25. As always, your phone calls and text, same number to call the TLCMotors.com text line, 1-800-774-0093. Please don't text and drive. Rates and data apply. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, should someone get some kind of leniency because they were wasted when they horrifically abused people? We'll find out that and more.
Which person are you talking about? That's the big...
Next in your Rise Guys.
If it's me, yes. Other people, no.
Other
you
people
don't
know.
Horrifically abuse people.
Not anymore.
No. But that was just more of him like manipulating people, nothing physical. All right, good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a story about, should someone be considered innocent because they were wasted when they did something horrible
no.
to another person?
No, absolutely not. Well, no matter what it is.
I agree with that. There's no line of defense. And because you were taught good and evil when you're a young age, and you know the difference.
Super Friends taught me
so
that.
So it doesn't mean right. Your mind doesn't blank out if you're inebriated, right?
Yeah, I mean, it blanks out for sure, but there's some kind of something. I don't know what it is. It's something with the chemicals in the body. I've told this story before, and this has been 20-plus years. I was driving home one night, and I was drunk, and I saw what I thought at the time were blue lights. My God, I don't know where, like, I don't know where the buzz went.
What they was.
It was gone, huh?
What they was.
Just a freaking, like, 4x, you know how sometimes 4x4 trucks will just have on them undercarriage lights sometimes, and they'll almost be, like, blue looking? And then also, I will say this, too.
Ground effects.
Greenville City cops ride around with, they're not flashing, but, like, the blue lights are kind of always on now. Boy, that's scary if you just look in their rear view real quick.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, boy, it got me because I was listening to loud music, and I was looked up, and I was like, oh, crap. And then it was nothing.
They'll get you for noise pollution.
Yeah.
Well, the reason,
rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
The reason why I threw all that out there, because I know that you are taught, or most of us, morals and values, and you know, right, you know.
Yeah, even right if you were wrong, mistaught,
good and evil.
You learn that,
you know that
after a certain time. It's just the natural way.
So here is Diddy's defense, part of it.
God.
His defense involves his mental capacity to do the crimes that he's alleged that he did, because should he be considered innocent because he was wasted when he horrifically abused people both physically and mentally? That's what his defense will argue, that he wasn't in the right state of mind and he couldn't have done all this.
Boy, I just thought of a good episode of, like, Matlock or something, though.
The new Matlock or the old one?
Old one. Well, I can't force myself to watch the new one.
I forget about it, but it's pretty successful.
Well, what if, let's say, and we'll make it just interesting, 2025 kind of dated. Fatboy and I are in a gay relationship. No, we are gay.
Again?
No, we are gay. Okay, you want to be...
We can all be gay. It's okay.
We got to have some equality. You're straight.
Okay.
Two southern queers this week on Matlock.
So, Fatboy slips me a Mickey, a roofie, if you will, to take advantage of my backside later.
Yeah.
But something, it doesn't kick in all the way, but I'm roofie, but I'm also going to murder him. And who's, like, Ben, argue.
I don't know if he would take the case.
He probably wouldn't take that case. They never really went that far. Really, really, really.
But
no.
Here is the deal.
And it wouldn't have been gay. He wouldn't have taken it probably either. Really, Andy Griffith wouldn't have.
Diddy's defense team actually had, they have a doctor lined up to testify that he didn't have the mental capacity to commit crimes while under the influence.
So?
I want to know who's behind the whole thing. Who organized it, put it together? Because I've heard tell of what happens at these things. There's a lot of logistics. Because there's only one person that went on the record to talk about most of it. You know, it's organized transportation. You can't take your phones.
Okay, so with Epstein, most people walking the face of the earth, most people had no clue who that guy was.
He's a sweat hog.
No, you know, Secret Island. Most people didn't know. And he starts to, like, become a high roller. And really, like, you can look up his background. Like, he was getting some... not nepo jobs, but just, like, you know, friends of friends kind of jobs, which I guess is everything now that I think about it. But like, all this wealth kind of just appeared, and then all of a sudden he's got all this junk on everybody. So I think that there could be a Jeffrey Epstein to this over here, where he's got a bunch of crap. So we got to look at who got famous real fast, was not, like, famous with success, but, like, in the limelight. Those people you can never explain, like, where'd they come from?
So here's something to think about. When they selected the jurors for this case, did the jurors get grilled on sex, drugs, and hip-hop?
Should. I mean, you got to filter out any kind of bias, right?
And if he was, quote, lucid.
Back in my day, it was rock and roll.
Does that make all this irrelevant? That it,
no.
It doesn't. It still matters because he was in the right state of mind to commit the crimes.
I mean, like, but that does, like, if you get drunk, leave a bar, and hit somebody in a car, or...
There's no excuse.
There's no argument there. Like, you took that choice of drinking or whatever he did, drinking baby oil. whatever it was.
Yeah, because you can't.
I bet he
just
had a hell of a slip and slide.
You can't just
there.
Say because you were drunk. It means it's okay to rape people. It does not.
No.
You remember the guy that called in, saw something happening outside, and he got in trouble for it. He said he saw a woman get carried out of a bar.
Oh yes.
And tried to fight the guy or whatever, and then he got in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Don't rape nobody.
Well,
try not to. I mean, do good.
I say no. Try. Don't.
Don't do it.
Don't.
And
do
how
it.
I just don't understand how that can be. I think this
argued?
Is going to be. Yeah.
It can't
this
be.
Is even going to be worse than O.J. Simpson. This but case I, because how are you going to say that that's okay when you deliberately brought people there, drugged them? How do you explain that?
Like, we just have to find out who's the common denominator. We set to do like the internet sleuths do it. Like, all right, who was at these parties but never really like got any baby oil on their hands, let's say.
But what I'm saying, that's definitely premeditated. So
yeah, but he was also premeditating in that he was video and audio taping everyone's conversation without their consent. So that's the blackmail. That's what how all the a lot of these people bankroll their success is like, all right, now you're going to give me a deal now because you remember I got that party tape of you doing them lines off that girl's butthole. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm very surprised it's going to start Monday. I thought it was going to get delayed.
Yeah, but they've already made 4 documentaries about it on Peacock. 4. Yeah.
Just be done with it. Let's get it started.
We've even heard what's going to come out.
No, but they've already done 4 volumes. And maybe it was not Peacock. Maybe it's Netflix. One of them I saw is like, Something Diddy, Volume 4. I'm like, God.
We're going to hear graphic details.
Yeah. So charges of racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution begins on Monday.
I still want to know what happened to Biggie, man.
I don't want to say that. There was allegedly people underage. I want to know like how that got worked out. How do you get... How did that happen? They should really address that. Who wrangled underage people and put them in a room for?
They
God
would
knows
usually
whatever.
Use headhunter like model types. Like remember, like Jelaine, that was the one who she'd court the young groom, the young girl, saying, "You know, you're going to be a model one day." Blah blah blah. You just got to meet the right people, and then there you go.
Pin it on somebody else. That's your scapegoat. That's your out.
Did you see that girl took her own life? The one that was. With Prince Andrew,
it's awful. Terrible.
41 years old.
Well, I'm Paige, and those You Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. You should sandbag sports at the end and say something real mean and crass.
No.
Or not crass.
Don't
shocking.
You do it. Don't do it to me.
No, we probably will just get to this day in sports history. What is up in sports?
We're going to play the Belichick audio going around of his nosy-ass girlfriend.
Ooh.
24 going on 80, evidently.
Like, who's mad about this, though?
Like she don't know nothing about nothing.
But who's mad about it? It's dudes that are coveting, and it's women who are coveting. Outside of that, most people are just like, good for him, good for her.
Well, she's making Bill look like a huge simp because she's all up in his like professional business, too. Copying on all his email back and forth with everybody in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. That's in you CC'd on email, you indicted, too.
He's letting her do it.
Damn.
Literally putting his foot up her ass on the beach.
No,
I saw the video.
Really?
Goodness.
Yeah.
Was it on Pornhub?
I'll show it to you.
All right. We'll find out.
It was on Instagram. It's worse.
That and more next in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
So Bill's catching heat because, you know...
I thought that was you at first talking. I was looking down. I was like...
Oh, yeah, I talked to Belichick and his bitch girlfriend. Like,
your
hey.
Voice was like, slick. Not that it's not. I mean, it's not.
So Bill, we're going to have an interview, a conversation. So tell Toots to hit the bricks.
Toots, get your old lady out of here, Bill.
Oh, as the great Mark H. would say, pound sand, because the men are going to talk and see the kids out.
Road sodas.
24 years old. Then we talk about how they met, and a lot of people say they met on an airplane. Some people say they met by other means.
I thought it was the app that only rich famous people get on today.
Tinder?
No. clearly not. No.
Dang it, what was that app?
I said famous rich people, not bitch people.
Oh, sorry.
I've only heard about it.
I'm kidding at that as well. I was there for a time and just...
Never been on it.
It was not for me. It's...
You know how I heard about it? Because I forgot Affleck said he couldn't find a date on there.
You got his invite only, though. I don't even know what it's called.
And then even when it was other famous people, you still couldn't get matched up. Mm-hmm. I guess they didn't believe it was him. Stupid ass app.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I'm Baflack.
We out of here. I just wanted to play it for you because he's catching a lot of crap. Because that's how she goes. You know, she has her hands into every facet of his professional life.
And how old is he again?
He's 72. She's 24.
Three times the age.
Why would somebody want to be with an old man like that?
Well, I see why she would want to.
You know, I mean,
I see it both ways, actually.
Well, you typically see but a lot of things both ways.
Thank you.
I mean, he's not good looking. Maybe it's the power.
So old. Who would want to be with a 74-year-old man?
Or a woman. I mean, if you're in your 20s. Come on.
She wants that money, right? It's working out well for him. He's getting some young peach emoji. He's getting that thing.
Yeah, but let's think about it though. We are, and I'm not necessarily we, but societal standards, which you see it kind of, like a cliff, kind of the rocks are starting to fall. But the whole thing about, well, if they are,
he was just talking about his book too.
Thinking outside the box, certain ways, identifying such things like that. A lot of people are so quick to say, all right, you know what? If that's what they like. But here's Bill, who's 72 with a 24-year-old girlfriend, and suddenly everybody's like, that is not right. But
I mean, if he's happy, more power to him. But
I know, but you happy you just said this, who would want to be with this old man?
Wouldn't. Not my
I wouldn't either. I don't think he's attractive. I don't like his sleeves.
You don't have any.
I just have a 20-year-old son. I couldn't do it.
But what if her itch that she wanted to scratch was that of an older man?
Yeah, she likes old men. That's fine. That's her deviance.
Yeah, because if it's a 74-year-old, either way, we're thinking gold digger. Either way. But yet the person that is the older person that is the wealthy person or whatever, to them that's this is why I work so hard. So I could have a younger. Neither side is all that good.
Like a trophy.
If you look at it that way. Yeah, this is my arm candy. And she's like, yes, and you're my paycheck.
I care about what people think of me so much, so I need this to validate myself as a big man.
You know, the optics
when you hold a dollar.
When you're famous, it's just looks ridiculous at some point.
And she's hoping you just die in the next 10 years.
God, we're going to leave on that note. All right, that's a good one. That's a good
one. Make me think of Martha Ray. Miss you, Martha. All right, we will take her. That guy ended up being gay, though, right? The guy that stole her life fortune ended up coming out shortly thereafter.
I don't think I know that story.
Oh, yeah. She was real rich. And then married this guy who was real, real young. It was 50, 60, 70-year difference. And then...
hot young thing.
She died. He got her money. And then hello, everyone.
Hello. My life is starting now.
Yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith, I think, is the best example of that.
It's another good example. Exactly. All right. 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn and touch base with us. This would be a good time if we want to do so, because at 7:25, we'll be talking to the guy that smoked weed for the first time on this past Easter Sunday. Yeah. Ooh.
The worst day to do it.
He says his life has been changed. We don't know how, so we will find out why. And who and how and all the other questionary words. All right, good morning.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need five cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.